This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show here for you. Yes, 100% live as you can get. We are out there on the radio waves and on the internet. And, of course, you can call in. Of course, our phone lines right now are absolutely loaded up, but you can still call in 855-450-3733, or you can get in touch with us via Skype. I haven't mentioned that all night long, but our handle is lrn.fm. We just have to get your contact request. If you've already done that, you're all set, and you can get in touch with us that way. And the yes, of course, tonight is me, Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And why don't we go ahead and get right to these phone calls? But again, you can call in 855-450-3733, the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Let's go to some of them have been very patiently waiting. We have David in South Carolina. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What would you like to talk about? Thank you again for waiting as well.
Hello, Brian, Stephanie, and Mark. Appreciate the program. Tonight I'd like to continue to talk about the ISIS situation.
Sure.
What it appears to be happening is a monster that we helped create is basically inviting us to a slaughter. That's why they are begging us to come there, if you will, with ground troops, which we shouldn't do.
Okay, I'm totally with you on this as a monster that the United States has definitely helped create, no doubt about it. So what do you mean by it? It sounds like you're saying it's a trap. You want to elaborate on that? It's a trap. Start.
If we were to put troops on the ground over there, I don't think we will be able to fight them because they are not, if you will, a nation-state type military that we're used to fighting. So I don't think we do good on that.
But yeah, David, you know, I think you raised a great point. And the reason I want to say that is that a lot of people feel that the United States military is this incredibly compassionate force. As a one-time member of that organization, I would say that's not entirely accurate. But an organization that was particularly brutal was the Army of the Armed Services of the USSR. And they could not do anything in this area as far as controlling it. It was just a constant battle that certainly helped in bankrupting that entire republic. And yes, the USSR was a republic. So, David, do you have any further thoughts on that?
Yes. Another monster that I see in this picture are some of these our so-called leaders here in the United States and some of the members of the media that, regardless of what the president says or doesn't say, is dissected. I mean, to the extent where they're making reference to his speech cadence, and they can continue to compare him to other, if you will, world leaders, as if they're looking for their great white hope. Anyone will do but this man. I mean, to elevate Putin over our president, and then to give David Cameron high accolades for, you know, increasing the threat level. It's like, I'm not besmirching Mr. Cameron, but aren't we committing more resources to that effort than he is?
So, Mark, do you have thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, so when I look at this, I would agree with you that it seems like, some folks are going against Obama as much as they possibly can. However, I don't have a dog in this race. As far as I'm concerned, the Republicans and the Democrats have made this bed up to this point. What's going on with ISIS in the Middle East isn't new. It didn't start under Obama. It didn't start under Bush.
Oh, I'd say it's 100 years old.
I think the U.S. is only responsible from maybe
the 50?
Late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah.
But that's more than a half a century, and there's a lot of presidents prior to Reagan, even, that are responsible for this. So I think it's just people trying to say, all the Republicans are trying to do is get a Republican in 2016. That's what their job is. And their job is to say whatever it takes to do that. And the Democrats' job, I mean, Obama's saying that he's not going to move on this amnesty thing until after the election. Why do you suppose he's doing that? Why does he want Central American kids to suffer? The reason is because he believes that he can get one or two more seats in the Senate. And it's all about politics. And until you remove the politicians from politics, you're not going to, it's not, that's the problem.
Or until you put them on the quote unquote front lines and say, hey, buddy, you first.
Yeah.
If you want to climb that mountain, you go for it. David, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I agree with you on those points, but what I get so upset when is like we are telegraphing to, if you will, our opposition, Russia, how much we hate this man, basically saying you can do whatever you want and we'll lift you up and we'll smash our own president.
David, thank you very much for your thoughts tonight. Let's go ahead. We've got another person who's been very patiently waiting. Gerald. Gerald, you're on Free Talk Live. What would you like to talk about?
Well, a couple of comments. First-time listener, I was driving.
Glad to have you on board.
Now, east of Des Moines now, thank you. And a couple of comments. First of all, on the comparison of Obama to Bush, obviously they're both politicians. I'm not a Bush fan per se, but you can at least say that he was a patriot or is a patriot. Whereas I believe Obama is doing everything in his power to, as he says, reinvent or reorganize our great United States of America.
And, what does patriot mean to you?
Patriot means you do anything and everything you can for the betterment of our country and our people.
So what's a country? Because I have a difficult time with this, too. I don't believe in the term patriot. So,
A country is a border filled with people of like ideals and ways of life.
So a country is a geopolitical mass.
So what happens if someone's within the geopolitical boundary but doesn't have like ideals? What would that look like?
Well, that's where ISIS comes in. And you all are saying that we need to play nice and sit around and roast s'mores on the fire and sing kumbaya with ISIS and get along.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm talking about kumbaya. I have spent more than a decade of my life becoming a radio professional so that I can come on and I can be some kind of stupid democratic trope for you. That's exactly what I've done with my life, sir.
Well, I think that'll work until ISIS puts a butcher knife. You guys forget that Daniel Pearl was executed about 10 years ago, and I made the mistake of
I don't forget
that video.
Yeah,
well,
it's awful.
People have, because some people, you know, say that it's the second journalist. Well, it's actually the third, but I actually, being an ex-Marine and a history teacher for most of my life, I made the mistake of watching that video, and I can say it's actually... You know, I would prefer the guillotine or samurai sword any day.
The guillotine is a very humane way to execute somebody if you're going to do it.
Well,
Gerald,
Gerald,
I'm ex-military. I was in the Army, and just my opinion on it is that any action that we could possibly take over there, and when I say we, I mean the military, would just fan this fire way more.
And
bringing more people over there is just going to be more death. That's all. Any action, any foreign policy action that the U.S. has ever taken has just brought on more death, including the very recent beheadings that have occurred.
They were not prevented by the last 10 years of military.
No, my
military
actions over there had solved clearly nothing, and I am nothing less than insulted at the idea that somehow more would solve this.
Well, and I'm not saying more. I'm saying less. I'm saying you send over, you know, scatter some special teams, some force Marine comms, some scout snipers, some Green Berets, drop them in and let them just wreak havoc. You know,
why not empty the prisons instead?
What they do.
I mean, this country's incarcerated more people than any other country on the planet has ever done in history. Why not take the prisoners?
Incarceration is a joke unless you send them to Cuba.
What, you think incarceration in the United States is nice?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You're speaking to someone who spent some time in prison, which is Mark.
Right. I spent 9 years in prison, and I've got to say that I never saw anybody trying to get back in.
Believe it or not, I have actually been in jail overnight once here and a few days in a Mexican jail. It's not pretty.
Mexican jail's got to suck.
Yeah, it does. These people are out for the destruction of anybody that's not Muslim, and even some of those Muslims.
Some Muslims are out for that, and I, you know, maybe these ISIS folks are that way, but I think that it forwards the conversation towards that when we array ourselves against them.
Absolutely. Gerald, thank you very much for the call and your thoughts. Yeah, I think, you know, you send anybody over there. You, any country that gets involved over there is just creating recruitment tapes for groups.
Perpetuating violence.
For violent groups, exactly. You can call in 855-450-3733.
Kumbaya.
Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show, and boy, we might as well call this the ISIS edition, since that seems to be the topic of the night, and so it is, because you can take control of the airwaves here. You want to talk about something, doesn't matter what it is, you can talk about it. 855-450-3733 is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Again, that's 855-450-3733, and we'll get to your calls in a moment, but Mark.
Get a pound of coffee for free. It's some of the best coffee you'll ever taste. It's BuzzBox coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. Now, they, at BuzzBox, they have a different thing about what they call fair trade. They fit into the category of fair trade, but they actually create coffee co-ops where families can, start their own little coffee farm on their property and work into their coffee co-op. It is a different kind of thing than what we might call fair trade. But I looked into it because I think that fair trade is basically just unionizing the coffee industry in other countries and excluding people.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that it may just be a marketing scam of sorts.
Yeah, and there's that too. So what they do is something entirely different. But they really do have a commitment to people around the world. And they, we're able to give for every 10 people that sign up to continue to get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. We're able to give another microloan to another family so that they can buy whatever it is that they need. And we're doing that now through Kiva. That will actually start tomorrow. So if you order your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're changing organizations.
I've actually donated to Kiva myself. I'm a fan.
Yeah, it's microloans. You can get that money back out, Brian, once they pay it back. Yeah. So it's not even really a donation in the same way. Now, I put money in years ago, and I've added to it and just kept rolling it back in because I think I can help more people, and I like that. So coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Again, you
Let's real quick address the last caller, because I think that a lot of people, especially first-time listeners, don't know what they're hearing on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is, we believe that peace, freedom, and personal responsibility are the best solutions to problems around the world and at home. So we tend not to believe that the United States military can solve problems. And, mostly that's been borne out. There have been a couple of instances, where I think Japan and Germany, these are pretty good instances, but there's countries there.
Maybe.
Now you can't say, when was the last time the United States was at war with a country?
Right.
The Taliban sort of dropped its weapons and ran away. Iraq, whatever that war was, Bush was right that mission was accomplished, but they couldn't keep the peace, not by a long shot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people recognize freedom when they see it, and freedom has answers to things. And the important thing to remember is that, freedom, it's not a light switch. It doesn't go on and off. It's either always on, or it just might as well stay off.
People have to fight for it. This is a country that had its revolution for its independence. And why in the world would you try to shove independence down somebody else's throat if they don't want it? The term patriotism, what is that? It's pride in something somebody else has done. It's pride in where you were born.
Being born in a certain area, which doesn't, you haven't chosen that, right?
I don't hate America. I just don't see any particular reason why, why is somebody else lesser than I?
Right. It's like, what's the virtue in being born in a certain town or like liking a certain sports team or something, right? There's no real choice involved in that. It's just where you happen to be born.
Yep. But that is the sports team that I like. I like my baseball. Yeah. It's the one close to my house that I was born in.
Well, let's get to the calls. We have Gary in Canada. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, what would you like to talk about, Gary?
You guys seem to have a brain in your head, so I'd like to know...
Honored, thank you.
How does somebody who doesn't have access to the Internet or doesn't want it deal with stuff like Bitcoin or anything like that? Is there some kind of a network where we can go and other than the Internet?
That's an interesting question, because there have been some people who, want to use Bitcoin in remote areas where there really isn't good Internet access. There are ways to send and receive Bitcoins using just feature phones, phones that can receive text messages. There are some services that let you do that. And then there's also the idea of mesh networking, where people basically create their own internet.
Right, but he's making it pretty clear he doesn't necessarily want, like, an internet. Did I get that right, Gary?
Yep.
So you don't want you pretty much don't want computers in your life.
I've been turned off the internet because I put on too much security. So my internet providers just told me, you either cancel your security or we will not service you.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry to hear about
all right,
that.
So do you still want to use computers, or do you want computers out of the way?
Yeah, to hell with them. I don't want nothing.
No, you know, honestly, you know, Gary, I think a lot of people hearing this might think you sound ridiculous. I don't think you sound ridiculous. In fact, one of a real hero of mine, Steve Gibson, who is a major, talk about security, this is the guy that runs Security Now and GRC. I mean, he's one of the biggest, you know, security heads out there as far as with the computers and internet and all of that. And he said, if you knew exactly what I was talking about for the past 10 years, you'd go run off to a cave and toss your computer out the window and set it on fire.
Now there's
okay.
A statement. Yeah,
yeah, sure. And this is coming from a guy that loves this stuff. And yeah, sure. And you know, and seriously, Gary, I don't blame you. Okay. I really don't. And I'm a tech guy as well. I run my own tech show. I know the deal. And I don't blame you. But I don't, sadly, Gary, I hate to say it, I don't think that there's necessarily a solution for that right now. I think there needs to be. This is a critique I have of Bitcoin, in that it does not address things like you're talking about.
Actually, there is a way to use Bitcoins completely offline.
With radio.
No, I was thinking of paper wallets, basically. So what you can have is Bitcoins live on the internet, basically. You don't actually hold a Bitcoin in your hand or on your phone or on your computer. They're all on the internet. It's just the blockchain, which Bitcoin depends on, is a record of which addresses the Bitcoins are in or associated with at any given time.
Yeah, so
essentially what you can do is create an address and your private key, which is kind of like your password.
Well,
and
I need another one of them weird phones. All I have is a landline.
No, you wouldn't necessarily need that, actually.
Well, I think what you're saying, Stephanie, is that you could in theory turn Bitcoin into paper money.
Yeah, you can take it offline, and not even necessarily made out of paper. You can store the ability to access Bitcoins on a physical token. Like they have those, have you ever read articles about Bitcoin, and they'll often have those pictures of like gold coins with like a B on them? Those are called physical Bitcoins. And that's exactly what I described, where you basically are
encoding
the information to access Bitcoins
in an offline
format.
Okay, so you're right. There is a way to, at some point, have Bitcoins be kind of offline. It would certainly be a very special case.
But if you wanted to buy anything, you'd have to spend the exact amount that you had. Like, you can't really break those up.
Well, that's why I'd say you could make paper, like just make a bunch of pretty much Bitcoin dollar bills.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the more interesting aspect is to look into perhaps things like radio technology, where blockchains could be transmitted with that. And
they're putting one up on a satellite, right?
Yeah, or just currency, I think, needs to be more regional anyway.
We're getting off the topic here.
Well, okay, we'll hold you over real quick, and I want to just have you finish up your thoughts, Gary. Just hold the line, and you can call in 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition of the show. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733. And we're going to get back to Gary's call here in just a moment. He's asking about Bitcoin without the internet, and it's interesting. But tonight, of course, you're joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
But if you do have Bitcoin and you want to use it, one place you can go is modup.net. That's modup.net. And what they offer at modup.net is some of the highest quality modafinil you can get. And what do you do with modafinil? Well, it's tablets that you can take if you're needing focus, if you're feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge. I mean, this is something students use it all around the world. One in five students, according to some studies, businessmen use it. It's a cognitive enhancer. And also, they make it very affordable. It's 80 to 85% lower than the brand name.
In price
that you can get, but it's still got that purity and potency. Modup.net, it's a worldwide company. They ship worldwide. Free Talk Live is a worldwide radio station. They're a radio station. It's a radio show. I get confused with LRN.FM. They're so intertwined.
They are.
but, uh, Anyway, so, you know, check with your local, you know, local prescription laws wherever you happen to be around the world. But check out Modif.net if you want to get your hands on the modafinil. And use the code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. And if you use Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount for that. So head over to Modif.net for your modafinil needs. Anyway, let's get back to Gary. Gary, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so now at the end of that, we were kind of discussing like how, you know, some theoretical ways, albeit they did definitely sounded pretty troublesome, theoretical ways to, you know, you don't want to use the internet. I don't blame you. But what do you do with Bitcoin about that? And you said we had kind of gotten off the topic. So if you want to kind of hone us in.
Was just an example to say what can we do without the internet?
Right.
Is there any smart guys out there who are trying to set up a system where people can live without the internet?
I don't think they are. We know what that world's like, and anyone can access it anytime they want.
I can walk up to a cafe or a library and go on a computer and access the internet.
No, I meant you can access the life without the internet. Anyone can have that.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to get through is, why do we need it?
Communication? I mean, the jazz.
Only reasons.
The Jasmine Revolution in Egypt was pretty powerful.
Yeah, and how many people died?
Well,
sure. Gary,
how many people died under Stalin? They didn't have the internet then.
Yeah, I mean, Gary, I hear you. You know, do we need the internet? I don't think it's an unfair question to ask. You know, is it necessary? What are the benefits? Honestly, it hasn't been in society. It hasn't been a part of society long enough, in my opinion, to really know to totally weigh out the cost benefit analysis of it. Gary, I have to agree with Mark where he said that, you know, is anybody setting this sort of thing up? Not that I'm aware of. There's certainly plenty of people setting up ways for computers to communicate on their own without the internet, but I don't know of anybody doing anything where there's no computers involved at all. At least I don't personally. That doesn't mean they don't exist.
Well, how would you know about it?
There's some people at MadeSafe that are creating a situation where the internet will not be controlled by corporations, multinationals, the government, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I would actually argue that the internet as it stands today is very inefficient and may be harmful as it is, but that doesn't mean, I'm not saying that about computers in general. So, Gary, did you have any other thoughts?
Oh, no.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. I kind of like those questions. I mean, because you don't, when do you hear that?
You don't think about it otherwise.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, I don't mind it. And I explore that sometimes on my own show, admittedly. So, anyway.
Well, you know, it's like anything. I mean, like, you start to get into these kind of first world problems where we're like, oh, the internet's doing all these bad things for our life. And really, like, if you're talking about people in Africa who don't even have access to, like, data connections or, like, internet at all, like, obviously it would be better if they had the option to access it if they wanted to. Like,
sure.
That's what freedom is about, just having more choices. Everybody should have as many choices as they can and then decide what to do with them out of their own volition.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we should have a choice to use the internet or not, but we should have the choice to use it or not.
Sure. And just another project I'll bring up really quick is OuterNet, which I'm really excited about. This actually uses Ku-band to transmit essentially the best of the internet, like Wikipedia and other things.
Who decides what's the best?
The people do. It's all decided by vote of what people wind up there. Certainly if Wikipedia alone is available to every part of the world via Ku-band, which also Free Talk Live is available to
huge.
A good chunk of the world via Ku-band.
We've heard
from people in Africa. Actually.
Wikipedia is a really great example of what the internet's great about.
Yes.
You can, when I was a kid in the 1980s, we didn't have the internet. And, you know, the smart guy, if you knew enough things about enough people and enough stuff, enough person, places, or things, you were a superhero. As a matter of fact, one of the villains in the DC universe is called Brainiac. His power is being smart and stuff. I can now access the sum total of human knowledge on my phone from my pocket.
Brainiac's power is also to be able to control interconnected systems and take over the world.
There you go.
So that's kind of an argument against it. but no, you're right.
Greeniacs the government.
Knowledge is power. I mean, certainly, you know, and knowledge when empowers you. It's not. I don't even like the term that it's power. It empowers you. But anyway, let's go to the phones. We still got them loaded up, and of course you can call in 855-450-3733. We've got Zach in Chicago. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What would you like to talk about?
All right. So I am a young, liberty-minded individual, I guess you can call me.
All right.
I live in the Chicago area, and my problem that I've been having a lot, I know you guys have talked about this before, kind of like sounding cynical and like negative whenever you talk about freedom to people. I'm having trouble getting my message out to people without sounding kind of cynical and mean. You know, like, I don't know if you... Yeah.
Well, give us an example of your elevator pitch. Like, if I was just maybe a girl you were talking to in a coffee shop or something, what would you say? And I said, oh, what's a libertarian? What's that?
Something along the lines of, we are people who support individual freedom, and we oppose any kind of government control in the sense that we want to be free to choose what we want to do, and we don't want people to tell us what we can and can't do, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. But it's
that sounds great. How could you argue with that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's not like the basic pitch. It's people usually agree with something like that, but it's more of like the more educated people who are kind of anti-liberty that I'll talk to, and rather than having a constructive conversation, we'll have a big argument where it ends up like, it's worse with my mom, where it's kind of just a screaming match where she's like, oh, you know, you're so stupid, you know, this is ridiculous.
Like, all right, well, Zach, I mean, like that? Okay, well, here's my opinion on how to do this, is because liberty is an individual thing. I mean, you just said it in what I thought was a really great pitch. And so you have to – really, the best way to deliver it to people is for you to be as knowledgeable as possible. Not everybody's a great communicator. I'm not saying that you're not, but not everybody is. But the best thing you can have is just as much knowledge about pretty much anything that you can. Like Mark was saying, be, you know, brainiac, have the Wikipedia, all the good stuff. Okay? And because when you do that, when you have that much knowledge, you can find the ways, the pinholes, that personally apply the values of liberty to the conversation that you're having. That said – the other point is that there are just some people who honestly are going to just get so frustrated at the end, especially if you're very educated about it and you've kind of got them cornered, proverbially, even if you're doing it in a nice way, it can be a problem.
You have to ask questions if you want somebody to come around. You know, your questions have to be framed well. You have to, of course, use the right tone of voice. This is extraordinarily important because, you know, ultimately, we're just worried about what other people think about us. And if you're using the wrong tone of voice, you're the bad guy.
Yeah. Zach, thank you very much for the call. Very important question.
Free Talk Live. And I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. Of course, tonight you are being hosted by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And
oh
you
my,
can call-
Mark is such a great hostess. I mean.
He is quite beautiful, I must say.
With the mostest, thank
that,
you.
Right? Like Beetlejuice? Yeah. Or that was the ghostess with the mostest, right? Anyway, you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Again, 855-450-3733. And, boy, I mean, the phones have been loading up all night long, and they still are. So
that's Free Talk Live.
That's Free Talk Live, and that's what you do. You take control, and let's let... is it Jose in Michigan take control here? Jose, are you with us?
Yes, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I enjoy the program very much.
And excellent, thank you.
Thanks.
Intelligent comments and intelligent callers. I wanted to expand a little bit on the question of ISIS, if I may.
Please.
First of all, there is a big problem coming from the U.S. I think that the biggest problem is how we look at some things from a partisan point of view. It used to be a tradition that foreign policy would normally stop at the shore, but in just shortly around Vietnam era, especially after, especially during the Second Gulf War, this tradition just has basically collapsed. And I don't think we are going to solve this problem if we engage in self-flagellation. You know, start blaming us and making ourselves responsible. I mean, us, the United States. For what's happening there. On a short-term tactical basis, we have committed some errors, indeed. But this problem of the Middle East is not 50, 10, 100 years old. It's 1,400 years old. The region basically has been stuck in a pre-19th century, pre-nation state mentality. And it is a problem that they have to solve themselves. It basically comes down to two things. One is the succession of Muhammad between the Shia and the Sunni, and also the version that they have of what constitutes a nation and a nation state. And we in the West have been dealing with them from that perspective, and it is the wrong perspective. On the other hand, look at it from a semi-isolationist point of view and say that we need to let them sort it out, it's a big problem, because as part of that, you know, 19th century development before that of the nation state, we have come to a state of law, international law, that commits nations to pay attention to atrocities and
sure.
things of that nature.
So yeah, absolutely.
And the other problem is that we do have interest. It's just that we, in the 21st century now, the...
I would point out that we don't. I think that that's absolutely not true. I think that there are corporations that have interests, and that those corporations pay off politicians who then claim that I have interests. But I don't think I actually have interests over there.
Well, okay, well, I'll take issue with that, because in a way I can see your point. But the problem is that we are part of the corporation. So
which corporation are you referring to?
I'm not getting a paycheck from them.
Well, you may not personally, and I may not personally, but right now we are. I'm holding a telephone that is part of that corporate structure. We are communicating through airways that is regulated between the marriage of government and private sector. We communicate through the Internet. So when I say the national interest, this is the problem that we have in the 21st century. The national interest, it was easily defined in the 19th century and even in the 20th century within national borders. But now national borders have become effectively, as demonstrated in 9/11, basically symbolic. We have a ultra worldly ruling class that has transgenderized finances, and everybody has everybody else by the tail.
Yeah, so, you know, Jose, I agree with you on the idea that this is this overall overarching problem of that area. It goes well beyond 100 years, you know, into the 1400 years, maybe even beyond marker. I'm definitely with you on that. And I'm curious, like, what do you see as the solution? I mean, clearly you've got a grasp of what's going on, no doubt. So what do you see as a solution for what is happening in the Middle East?
Well, the first thing we need to do is to have a multi-pronged approach to this, okay? A very large a military solution at the moment with troops on the ground is definitely not what is called for. However, it isn't also called for to come and tell the world that you don't have a strategy. That is a terrible mistake. There's a terrible signal to send. So I think there are other people who have a stake in the region, starting with the main actors in the region, the Saudi Arabia, the sectors between... That do have some kind of a still national structure from where they can operate, and those are the major actors like Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the Saudi countries, the Sunni countries, and Iran. They have skin in the game. And then after that, everybody who does business with them, like we do, and Europe does, also have the skin in the game. So they have to come in with a very comprehensive short-term and long-term strategy. Short-term at the moment to stop this massacre, this horrible killing going on. And that can be done in many different tactical ways. But also you need to have a long-term strategy to without getting into a project of trying to democratize the region, trying for us to first to understand what the culture is like and not to expect them to be like us.
I agree with that point, actually, that you can't expect, and in fact, that really, in my opinion, bolsters what I guess could be called the semi-isolationist view of the idea that being over there when not understanding how their culture even works is dangerous in and of itself.
The only time it matters, I mean, okay, so look, you know, Japan and the United States, two completely different cultures. Somehow they can get along when it comes to business. And the reason is we're willing to overlook a little bit as far as, you know, how somebody comes across when you're trying to do business with them.
This is a great incentive to learn about cultural stuff.
Right. And whereas when you're over there telling them how they're going to live, you know, suddenly their culture gets far more important to them than it was otherwise. And what I'm curious about, Jose, what do you Go on, Stephanie.
Oh, I was going to say, for a long-term strategy, like you mentioned, Jose, what do you think about opening up the borders, you know, and letting people immigrate to the U.S. who want to come here and get away from oppressive regimes?
Oh, I think that's a horrible idea, because I think it's actually imperialism in reverse. Let me explain that. It might take me a minute or so, but to open the borders to a population that is really unprepared to it would be okay. Let me go back. In the past, our type of imperialism was we would go to their countries, we would use their resources, we would use their labor force in house in their country. We export the resources, we send them back already manufactured to them, and that's how we make money. It was kind of a mercantile type of arrangement. But now we are importing their labor force, and we are then providing a relief valve for those countries, the elites of those countries. We're giving them a way out from a youth population that it is a danger to them, that could challenge their system into democratizing in the most important democratization that is needed in Latin America.
Wouldn't that create a really strong incentive for those countries to step forward and create? I mean, you know, now when their population can't leave, they can do whatever the hell they want to them. But when their population can leave, well, yeah, you're right. The rich people will control the resources, but the resources really are useless unless you have people to harvest them.
No, because not everybody's going to leave, of course. You know, so what you have is for the
right. The old people stay.
Well, not just the old people. I mean, really, in reality, not everybody's going to leave. I'm not saying you know you got a percentage of the youth, young population that's leaving, but not it doesn't go between more than 10%. It's not a massive exodus. There's a representation. But for example, you have El Salvador something like 15% of the GDP of El Salvador depends on money that immigrants send to El Salvador.
Yeah.
And the same with Honduras, the same with Mexico. So what we're doing is we are hypocritically, in my opinion, entering into a marriage of convenience. This problem's been going on for a long time. President Bush offered a solution to this, and even the same activists for immigration were the ones to sabotage it, because at the upper levels where these powers decisions are made, illegal immigration, it's a great thing. It's a marriage of convenience. Everybody except the ones that matter, the victims, benefit from it. The Central American governments, like I said, have a relief valve from letting go a potential revolutionary mass of people. These are, in the case of El Salvador, for example, all these kids are well,
Jose, yeah, we're up against the clock. I really appreciate your call and your thoughts. Yeah, absolutely. A great, an interesting perspective, no doubt about it. So thank you for calling in, and please feel free to call in again, of course. At the end of all that, I can't help but feel like the one problem is the same word that keeps getting repeated, nations. And maybe if that idea went away, maybe we'd find a lot of these problems go away.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.